brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Or you can't get anything. In fact, your parents can even go to jail if they don't get you a Social Security number. Now, with aliens, not only do we have a Social Security number for that area of indebtedness, but our reservation and all its value, including the people on it, not only are we indebted on the Social Security number bit, but we're also featured the state attorney general of the state of South Dakota and all the other states that have Indian reservations. They trade that reservation and the value of that reservation and the value of its people, the value of its air, the value of its carbon emissions are traded on Wall Street. Dun & Bradstreet. It's listed. This value is put into financial instruments that are packaged and repackaged, just like the real estate fiasco. So we haven't even hit on all the swindles that Wall Street is visiting upon the people of America. You're nothing but a bunch of coupons for the United States government and the people who run it. That's it. American people, you're a commodity, and you don't deserve anything else. And they're going to make sure you continue to be a commodity as long as the empire exists. As long as you allow the Constitution to be raped. This this land now filled with Indians that are absolutely dependent on the government for everything. For everything! At any rate, you depend on the government. And what you'll end up with is poverty. And a lot of paper. Because everything you do, the government requires a lot of paper. You have to fill out a lot of forms. Then they have to fill out a lot of forms. And then they go up to the next level of government, they got to fill out a lot of forms. And by the time it gets to where it's supposed to go, nothing happens. We have government health here. Our life expectancy, if you don't count AIDS, is the lowest in the world. Here. We are worse off than people in Haiti. Not only physically, but of the heart, our spirit, our reason to live. No, you don't want the government taking care of you. I do not speak untruths. Our land, held in trust by the federal government, so we can't get loans, so we can't get businesses. That's some more paperwork you have to apply for. Our casino? The money goes first to the Bureau of Indian Affairs, then we have to write proposals to utilize the money.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Hattler reusable canning lids. Sun oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you're able to absorb amino acids and the less you're able to repair the 75 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easy to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the 26th day of October 2012 on this worldwide transmission Friday. We are going to have open phones today. I have cleared the decks of guests to take your phone calls on the literally hundreds and hundreds of important issues taking place out there. Now, I talked about this a little bit yesterday, but not as much as I should. This storm barreling towards the East Coast is estimated by many meteorologists, and I've got the articles right here, to be the worst storm in 100 years, worse than the perfect storm. The last perfect storm of 1991 that luckily turned away from the mainland and went out to sea. But, you know, the movie made out of a book, The Perfect Storm, with George Clooney, that's based on a true story, and Mark Wahlberg. It's an excellent film. Worst storm in 100 years seen for Northeast U.S., and it is set to T-bone October 30th, and then make landfall through the 30th, 31st, and into November 1st. This could not be better for Obama. You know what kamikaze means? It means divine wind, because not once but twice giant Chinese fleets were massing that had already conquered much of even what's Russia today in Europe. They had conquered much of the known world, bigger than the Roman Empire. Not once but twice they were massing off the coast of Japan to invade and numerically outnumbered them, some estimates for 20-1, and we're going to be able to take over Japan. So Japan would basically be Chinese today, or would have been dominated for a large period by the Chinese. But along came typhoons. There are typhoons in the Pacific, hurricanes in the Atlantic. Typhoons are even much more powerful because there's a larger ocean and the waters are even hotter, but that's a side issue. What typhoons can get up to like 230, 240 miles an hour. Hurricanes only up to 200. I've had meteorologists and, well, Ben Livingston, the father of weather weapons, on. And when they declassified that he was the father of weather weapons about 7 years ago, and that he was the first guy to ever fly at the end of World War II, into hurricanes, into typhoons, and he was breaking that down. But the reason I go off and digress into that area is this could be the divine wind for Obama. This could really let him grandstand as presidential during the emergency and take all the news off of Romney's momentum. In fact, Romney had been gaining in all the major polls until yesterday across the board. And there is some fraud in polls, but when you get a large spectrum showing Romney surging, and then since the hurricane news took over yesterday, I was busy covering police state news and Ted Turner saying he's, you know, happy and glad, and that it's good that U.S. troops are dying, to quote him, said it's good, is the exact quote. I was so busy covering all the preparations for civil unrest that we know they've told police and military to get ready for so long. They said at the end of October, early November, you've heard the police on the show, you've seen the news articles, that they're telling them some giant disaster, emergency, crisis is going to take place. We've talked to police in New York, New Jersey, as far west as St. Louis, and we've gone over the Army preparations for it, the 1.6 million rounds of ammo. And let's just hope that it isn't this storm that provides the crisis. Now, there are weather weapons, and the Stanford Research Institute in 1967, you can go to YouTube or prisonplanet.tv and just type in weather wars, weather weapons, Ben Livingston. I'm extremely tempted to actually go pull that interview with Ben Livingston and play excerpts of it in the third hour. And it was in Fox News, AP, you name it, when it got declassified. So I thought, well, he's in Midland, Texas. Let me just call him. We called him. We're the first people to actually interview the guy in the documents. And it was how the Stanford Research Institute for the Navy and the Air Force certified in 67 with meteorologist Ben Livingston over it, combat vet as well. He flew combat missions even in Vietnam, leading squadrons in, creating, you know, 10 feet of, you know, rain in the Ho Chi Minh Trail out of clear skies. They were able to create clouds and do that. And he talks about that in the interview. And now there's History Channel shows about him and stuff. But the point is, in 1967, they certified that with 10 aircraft, he could create hurricanes, he could kill hurricanes, he could strengthen hurricanes, he could weaken hurricanes. So he could create them, he could steer them, he could make them stronger, make them weaker. Stanford Research Institute declassified, what was it, 2006, Ben Livingston weather weapons. Declassified. Declassified. So they have these. They have not just the old cloud seeding. And in fact, you know, this all clicked this morning because I sometimes miss things. I mentioned it yesterday, but didn't really get into it. Yeah, this big storm's coming. Yeah, I just killed a bunch of people in the Caribbean. You know, let's hope it weakens. But the way the media is hyping this, all of us, now it may turn out to sea. It may be a natural storm. But the fact is, because they have these weather weapon systems, we must look at this, the worst storm in 100 years with a perfect West Coast storm set as the storm makes landfall the 30th. What's that, Monday, Tuesday? As it makes landfall right through Washington, D.C., and then up into New Jersey, New York, right as it makes landfall, right through D.C., Maryland, and those eastern states, there will be a western front out of the Pacific that's crossed the country. In fact, it just crossed Texas today. That's why it's cold here now. It's going to hit as a blue norther is coming to hit. Three of them hitting. I mean, this is called Frankenstorm. Now, it's already a false flag for Obama. Whether you support him or not, this is what's going on. The media is totally focused on this and not Romney's momentum. So Romney's momentum is now stalling. I've seen it in all the polls. Some polls show he's even lost a point. The last Gallup I saw this morning. So this is all going on. This is all happening. And magically, the worst storm in 100 years, the meteorologists are now saying it's pretty much a done deal. Now that's not the case. They've said that before. It could turn out towards the Atlantic. And, well, if you're fishermen, you better get out of the way. Because we're talking about, 50-foot waves and stuff if it goes out to sea. But we're talking about 30-foot waves if it comes in. And it right now is going to just go up the East Coast and will cause a national disaster. There is no doubt this will be declared a national disaster in Maryland, New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut, and right up that coast. If it keeps coming in, and keeps coming in with the speed it's got, and it runs into a cold front and another cold front, cold fronts from two different angles, the north and the west, folks, that's how you get tornadoes. And then they're predicting tornadoes, too, which you're supposed to only have in the spring, because you got hot, wet air and fast winds, hurricane winds, with a big tropical storm. And if it's a tropical storm, it's going to be disastrous. If it keeps speeding up and is a hurricane when it hits, Katie, bar the door Tuesday when it comes into Pennsylvania, New York, Virginia, West Virginia, Maryland, Connecticut. I mean, when that sucker hits, because usually this is hype. So I heard it yesterday. I'm like, yeah, right, Frankenstorm. There's a movie out called Frankenweenie. Yeah, whatever. It's the media, Carmageddon, L.A. a few years ago, they said would be, end of the world. I was out there for it, for Jesse Ventura's birthday. Just so it was why I was out in L.A. And, so I left like 3 hours early to the airport. And there was no one on the road because everyone was scared at home. And ended up nothing happened because they were fixing one bridge. So I was thinking yesterday, oh, this is exaggerated. So I went last night and this morning and started researching it. And the fact that it's going to hit the 30th, 31st of November, is going to be, even if it isn't a disaster, which I hope it's not, it's totally going to dominate the election now. In the final stretch, right as Romney was going up. And there will be differences under Romney and Obama. There will be. Romney said he isn't going to try to ban handguns and rifles. Obama says he is. Romney says he won't shut down all the coal power plants. Senator Inhofe's gotten the documents that Obama plans to shut even more down if he is reelected. Obama will not be facing reelection. Obama will have pardon power. I don't like Romney. Romney's a globalist. The Local Chronicle has a cover that says Prince of Lies, and it's true. Romney lies and flip-flops quite a bit, but, Obama, when it comes to lying, is even worse than Bill Clinton. I mean, Mitt Romney, when it comes to lying, or flip-flopping is what he really does, is not even in the same league as Barack Obama, the guy that said, I don't want the NDAA, and it turned out his people wrote it, and then said, well, don't worry, it's not going to pass, and then it did. Don't worry, I won't sign it, and then he did. I mean, it's that, launching all these wars, but he gets a peace prize, so it's peace. Lying and saying that it wasn't a premeditated attack on the Benghazi facility and the ambassador. I could go on. I won't hire one lobbyist, hired more than anybody. I won't sign a bunch of executive orders. Already signed more than Bush in one term. On and on. I won't ship General Motors overseas. Cadillac, Volt, shipped to China, shipped to Brazil, shipped to Eastern Europe. And they're now announcing today they're looking at shipping Jeep. My dad's got a Jeep. Great product. Great Americana. Now, World War II. Jeep is now looking to move their factories to China, General Motors. I mean, disgusting. I've got a Ford now just because, they didn't take bailout money. And I'm not even a particular Ford fan. I'm a fan of what Ford's doing now. I actually like my Ford vehicle. But the point is that this is disgusting. If they move Jeep, can't we have anything made in America? Anyways, it's all coming up, but this storm, look, pull pull up Mumbai, guys. It's like the Daily Mail and AP. Dubai controlling the weather, and it shows the radar towers they've got that control the weather. I mean, it's 21st century. It's Buck Rogers, and this storm may be engineered. The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powders, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Back. I am your host, Alex Jones. I want to thank you all for tuning in today. I've got Kurt Nimmo in there doing an article about the fact that regardless of whether this hurricane is real or manipulated or manufactured, which exists, it is going to end up helping Obama. I don't know if it can completely help him. I mean, Obama's got election fraud he can use. He's got the Supreme Court that'll basically do whatever he wants if it becomes a contested election. And it's been proven, I mean, that they've got so-called Republicans on there that are about as conservative as Lenin or Marx or Engels, for that matter. Still, though, there's a big enough landslide. Bev Harris and other top experts that have really, you know, proven total election fraud in different areas of the country. It's still hard to cheat a landslide. We saw Reagan behind in 80 until the last week or so, and then it was a dead heat. It was really a landslide because these polling agencies have been caught over and over again skewing things. I'm not going to cry if Romney loses. I'm not going to cry if Obama loses. It'll just be a different monster to deal with, a different management team of globalists that we're going to face. Quite frankly, if Obama wins, my radio show will be more popular. That's just the way the format works. It's the way talk radio works, that people will go to sleep. Talk radio listeners tend to be libertarian conservative. They tend to like long-form format things, not just sound bites. They tend to be more highly educated. They tend to have higher earnings. You can just look up these numbers. But they tend to also go to sleep when a Republican's in office. And so the argument is Obama so bad and so revolutionary for the globalist and has so many communists and socialists working for him under the New World Order that they would accelerate things in that direction so fast that they would really be able to take over and win against us. That's one school of thought, that it would be so bad you don't want Obama. The other school, and it's so complex, no one can tell the future exactly. I don't know. We'll have to gauge it as it happens. That if it got so bad, it will make people wake up. It's got to get really bad before it gets better. And, you know, if he gets in, that's the direction we've got to go. Just, you know, hey, look, he's bad. Let's rediscover liberty and freedom. Big government doesn't work. Collectivism doesn't work. Socialism doesn't work. It certainly doesn't work when it's got corporate fascists on top of it that use socialism as a tool to disenfranchise and control people and make them dependent and domesticate them. So if Obama gets in, and I was saying it looked like Romney was going to win, unless there's election fraud, which we know there is. Now this storm, I've got to be honest, I think it spells doom for Romney right now, unless it turns out to the ocean. It's going to totally blot out his surge. It is going to let the media show Obama as presidential and a savior. And it could create a civil emergency where there's not even voting on the East Coast. They're talking about power being out in 3 to 5 states. Isn't that just perfect timing? Isn't that just perfect timing? But again, people will continue to listen to talk radio in record numbers. Ratings will go up and stay up for our main reach, that is AM and FM, if Obama gets back into office. For whatever reason, my gut says Romney would probably be better, even though for my career it would not be better. Because he won't be able to get away with as much because of his conservative libertarian base. That's just historically what's happened. He's got a bunch of neocons around him. They may stage a false flag or something. And still, they won't be able to target libertarians and conservatives and say we're terrorists. With Obama, you're going to see that script. See, with Obama, we'd get a bigger audience just from a Machiavellian perspective. But it's like Joseph Ferris said, it's so bad he may come arrest all of us. So it's kind of like you're like, well, you know, things will go into slower motion under Romney, maybe. But again, I don't look at this all cold-bloodedly. I can do a cold-blooded analysis of where I see things going. I just hear Obama saying he's going to ban handguns and rifles in the debate. That's what he said. And just put people on mentally ill lists who aren't even mentally ill outside the 68 Gun Control Act and just extrajudicially put you on a no-gun ownership list that's already pretty much begun. They're already putting in things into place that aren't even laws under the ATF under Obama. And when somebody's saying that in the debate, I have to at least say, well, at least Romney isn't openly saying that. Doesn't mean I'm saying vote for Romney or he's a great guy. It's just I cannot sit there and say they are exactly the same. They're the same on almost every front except a few things. And, you know, Obama says you didn't build your business. See, he's the more extreme version of the New World Order puppet candidate. All right, we're going to get back into weather manipulation when we get back. Look it up for yourself. All major countries can control the weather. Is this being controlled by HARP?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the super states that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are go! Our mission, defend liberty, resist the globalists, restore the republic. Freedom and justice worldwide, 1776, worldwide. I'm Alex Jones, your host. It is Friday, the 26th day of October, 2012. And I've got the crew printing off all these mainstream news articles. I've got Watson doing a report on weather manipulation. And will this hurricane delay the election? And I'm here to tell you, they're calling it the worst storm in 100 years. Three weather systems, a hurricane, a blue norther, and a Pacific cold front full of water. all hitting at the same time over the most populous area of the United States, from D.C. right through Maryland, Pennsylvania, right up into New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, in the T-bone zone. And I've seen the tracks from dozens of universities, National Weather Service. We had those up on screen earlier for radio listeners if they want to go to prisonplanet.tv and see the feed, but anybody can look it up. It's all over the news. Almost every one of them has the hurricane smashing right into the middle of the major Atlantic coast of the United States. This is extremely serious. It's set to start hitting the 30th, Tuesday, right in to the 31st, Wednesday. It is set to hit. And then you will see power. They're debating whether you're going to have power out in 3 to 5 states, maybe more. They're talking about hundreds of thousands out of power per state. Just pull this up. Authorities brace for power outages across Eastern Seaboard. Can you imagine this while it goes up the coast the 30th, 31st, and the 1st? That's 4 days, 5 days before the election. And you know sometimes it takes them a week to 2 weeks to get all the power back on. You know they're going to try to delay the election if it knocks out the power to large cities. I mean, wow. And all the preparation. Remember October, late October, early November. Get ready. The police have been told, get ready for troops on the streets. Why are the troops running checkpoints? Well, it's for late October, early November. East Coast, East Coast, East Coast, false flag, East Coast, Doug Hagman, look for false flag, East Coast. And you're like, well, what's the false flag? Ladies and gentlemen, just type in Russia can control the weather, China controls the weather, U.S. controls the weather. Just type it into a search engine. Hundreds of mainstream news articles, Wired Magazine, Reuters, AP, Ben Livingston, Father of Weather Weapons, Fox News, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. By 67, they certified that the U.S. government could create hurricanes, kill hurricanes, steer hurricanes, weaken them, or make them stronger. And the Russian government, you can hire the Russian government to guarantee you're going to have a clear sky for your parade. You can hire the Chinese government. You can type in the search engine, Dubai to make the desert green. That was like 5 years ago. They've now done it with giant HAARP antennas, just like our government has in Alaska, and they can do whatever they want. Their neighbors, last time I checked, are suing them. Other countries are saying they're taking their moisture that would come across and fall on their country. But just try it. Dubai to make the desert green with weather manipulation from like 5 years ago. The reason I like it is it shows official government graphics of the big antenna towers. And it really shows because it's not just cloud seeding. This isn't your granddaddy's. That's how long weather manipulation has been going on. Well, actually, about 150 years ago, they started in England with rockets and in Pennsylvania in the U.S. of all places. In the 1860s, 1870s, they were able to start getting that they shot certain salts or certain things into the clouds that could make it rain. But it's been going on since the days of your grandpa certified that this is happening. Here, check it out. I'll type in Dubai to make desert green. I'm typing this in here, folks. I'm obsessed on getting this article, weather modification, and we will dig that up. As soon as I get to break, I'll be able to find it. There it is. Abu Dhabi scientists create desert rainstorm. So there's another one. And what report is that out of? That's the Huffington Post. Go down and click on the Arabian Business News. Guys, yeah, Abu Dhabi's doing it too, but so's Dubai. The reason I want the Daily Mail is they show the actual antenna farms. And then they have government statements. That was the best article ever. It doesn't matter. The point is, it's there for you. I started obsessing over a particular article. Here are some of the, because the national media will say, oh, Alex Jones is saying that the hurricanes, Obama did it. Hey, if they certified the government can control hurricanes and create them in 1967, and I've had the Father Weather Weapons on, first person to interview him, since then he's been all over national TV. I'm no rocket scientist. I just seeing that it's been declassified. And it's already in the news, and there's his name. I call and get him on. U.S. government routinely conducts experiments on weather modification. And this is University of Texas Newswire, Daily Texan. Okay, there you go. Control Dubai's weather with Google Weather. London Telegraph, Dubai's designer weather. Since 2001, they have been manipulating and controlling the weather, making the desert turn green. USA Today, rain out. China aims to control Olympics weather. USA Today, and they were able to. That's BBC. That's USA Today. Here's BBC. Russian appeal of weather control shows the jets doing it. China leads weather control race. Wired Magazine. Russian scholar warns of secret U.S. climate change weapon. Radio Free Europe. I mean, here's science.com, how stuff works. So let's get it straight. Weather control is real, not manipulation, control. They can control, and especially they've already got storms. They can send in aircraft. They've got computer models of how to seed, where to do it, what cell to target, to steer it. Kind of like you herd cows. So that's how they can steer them. They can control them. They can strengthen them. They can weaken them. They can kill them. They can create them. That's Livingston's quotes. They can make them. They can kill them. They can steer them. They can strengthen them. They can weaken them. 10 aircraft, he could do this in the 60s. He'd already proven it in the 50s, but the government certified it, certified that they went off the East Coast and did it. That's been declassified. But back then, they went and actually had hurricanes coming into the East Coast. They would steer them out to sea. So let's get this straight. They could steer this baby out to sea. In fact, that's a report right there. By the way, who's obsessed with this? Bill Gates is investing billions in weather control. Guys, type in Bill Gates geoengineering, Bill Gates weather control. Just show them a couple hundred mainstream articles or government documents. Well, of course, but they're acting like he's trying to figure it out and saying he's a genius. His companies have discovered it. He's being handed 50-year-old, 60-year-old, 70-year-old technology. With cloud seeding used in the 50s, they were making hurricanes. By the 60s, they had it down to a science. They could steer this out. There it is. There it is, ABC News. Bill Gates, the hurricane tamer. Oh, isn't he a hero? By the way, he's one of the biggest sponsors of ABC News. Look it up. He spends hundreds of millions a year on them. Oh, yeah, U.S. Patent Office, Bill Gates, gets a patent on basically what Ben Livingston invented. And by the way, Ben Livingston got contacted and told not to come on this show anymore. He runs one of the biggest weather models, or at the time was one of the biggest, very old last time I talked to him, but still very sharp. I was like 90 years old or something. He was the head meteorologist at one of the biggest public weather modification companies where they pay him to make sure the slopes have snow. And they go in and hit it and make sure they get the rain they need. Big Agra hires him. With a couple aircraft, they can get that rain they need. So it's kind of like I'm up here explaining to people there are automobiles. Their electricity is real. And people are going, oh, yeah, right, Alex. What are you going to tell us next? You flip a switch and a light comes on without a fire or a torch. Yeah, right, man. This is old technology. This is real. And you've got an election and a 100-year superstorm about to T-bone the East Coast. With perfect timing to disrupt the election. So Obama can grant in. You know, some people are spinning it saying, well, Romney voters are more likely to vote when it's raining or bad weather. Really? A lot of Romney voters are very old. But I get the fact that you got really old welfare recipients and others that get bussed in when it's bad weather. I get that. So I don't know, man. But let me tell you something. Here's the deal. If the power goes off in 3 to 4 to 5 states in major cities or even sporadic outages, they're going to cancel the election or postpone it. Cancel's not the right word. They're going to move it down the road. Does anyone realize how big a news story this is? No one else is talking about this. No one else is covering this. I've been looking. Paul Watson, Kurt Nimmo, Don Salazar, they're all on it right now with different articles from different perspectives. But if this thing doesn't turn, and it could be a normal storm, it could be a coincidence. I'm not saying it's government. I'm just saying it could be. That's a fact. It absolutely, 110%. In fact, guys, all these articles you printed for me, you can be putting some of those weather modification articles up. Great job printing these for me so quickly. You can be putting those weather modification articles, Dan or whoever's back there. You guys can put these on screen for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, because I want people to see these. I want you to know that HAARP was designed for over-the-horizon radar and also to manipulate the ionosphere and to ignite the atmosphere. I had the head scientist from HAARP on 6 years ago. You can look it up. Alex Jones, interviews director of HAARP. You can go look it up. Yeah, we can do document cam shot. We can just do that right here. Yeah, just right here. So we have this going on. And so this has to be looked at. This has to be broken down. We have to look at this. We can't just sit here like naive sheep and not realize that they can control hurricanes. So the question should be, why isn't the weather modification, geoengineering-obsessed White House with a guy that calls for controlling the weather and hurricanes for our safety, John P. Holdren, his first speech 3.5 years ago as the new science czar was to call for controlling hurricanes. Look it up. AP interview, video. Look it up. Look it up. Look it up. Type in John P. Holdren calls for geoengineering. We'll just show people AP. Okay? This is what's going on. There it is. Dubai's weather wizard can create rain in the desert. No kidding. And that's just because the Arabs are bragging they've done this. They've got the same antenna farms. I've talked to some of the technicians outside Austin, out in Bastrop, on government facilities. They've got them all over. They've got HAARP facilities all over the world. They've got them on islands. It isn't just the cloud seeding. They've got antenna farms where they can do whatever they want. Abu Dhabi scientists create desert rainstorms. Report. See, there it is for you right there. Great job, guys. So I'm going to say it again. They can control the weather. They can steer this hurricane out to sea. They're up there constantly manipulating the weather with jets and aircraft and ground systems. They've got ships that have got nuclear reactors on them that have got HAARP projectors on them. They can go in and tune those and do whatever they want with the atmosphere. They can make particulate, potash, but it's not really, they used to think potash is what caused nuclei to form rain. That's a small percentage. There are billions of micrometeorites, that's conservative, of good size, you know, grain of sand, coming in a day from space. Uncountable micro particles and other things coming in. I mean, space is just filled with particles. And those are coming into our atmosphere. When the sun throws off flares, it sends electromagnetic radiation in. This is mainline science that resonates with that dust that's already coming into the atmosphere. That's why when there's solar flares and they hit the side of the planet facing the sun, you have rainstorms just everywhere. Because radiation comes in and then ionizes nuclei, giving them a charge, basically. And then that pulls in water vapor, forming droplets. Okay, we've had top meteorologists on breaking this down. Yeah, there's some photos of HAARP. Is that the HAARP facility in Alaska, or is that another facility? Yeah, that's Alaska facility. I recognize that's how I name. That's only one part of it, by the way. They've got those, and if you find the Daily Mail article, I can't remember the exact headlines, but we can't find it. It'll show those things for weather control, just like HAARP, same design, and they admit it's for weather control, but then HAARP says it's not. And I had the HAARP director on. He started talking, and during the break, a colonel came on and ended the interview. Even though the director was the civilian head, the colonel shut it down. I'll never forget. You can pull up that interview because he started saying too much. Like, yeah, we're able to set the atmosphere on fire. Oh, that was it. That was it. They've got these arrays all over the place. They've got radar installations. I've talked to the technicians. They go, yeah, and then they've got other arrays on top of them, and they won't say what they're for, but the technicians and scientists, they go look it up and go, yeah, it's a HAARP weather modification array where they're able to fire this up and imitate the sun, but instead of from space, from the center of the solar system, it's coming from the ground. You understand? They fire different types of ionizing waves and radiation up into it to cause the nuclei to start reacting. You found it. Have scientists discovered how to create downpours in the desert? I think that's it. Yeah. Showed it. Shows some of the HAARP towers. Yeah, no, that shows HAARP towers, but it's a different one. But notice how it's the same as what you have in Alaska. Yeah, there it is. Ionizers produce charged particles into the desert air. Negativity charged ions raise the hot air and attract dust. Moisture condenses around the charged dust. Eventually, this turns to cloud, which produces the rain. Bingo! Bingo! Good. Good job, guys. You didn't find the one I wanted, but you found one just as good. So there you go. There's nothing worse than having a really good memory and remembering all this but not being able to find all of it. So again, I'm ranting here. I want your take as meteorologist, as weather folks, as scientist. What is your take on this hurricane? 100-year, worst storm in 100 years seen for Northeast U.S., Bloomberg. Frankenstorm. Set to careen right into Virginia, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, New York, Connecticut, Rhode Island, you name it. What do you make of that? I mean, the biggest concentration of people in the country, and they're on the news. In fact, print me some of those just so I can actually show people, you know, that they're expecting power outages all over the Northeast right before the election, and Obama will have to pose as the savior. Oh, and it will block out all the news of Romney's surge. Hey, if this isn't staged, Obama ought to be thanking his lucky stars. We'll be right back.
Aaron Fullen here. As the food police shut down food co-ops, the Amish and small farmers, Americans are losing access, not just to raw milk and homemade cheeses, but to healthy, home-crafted sources for fermented foods like sauerkraut, yogurt, and kefir. It seems there's a war on life-giving foods with living enzymes and healthy bacteria. But frankly, I'm not sure what the food police are so afraid of. These remarkable foods have been around since the beginning of history, with archaeological evidence for fermented foods and beverages being found across the globe in almost every culture. Even today, Japanese eat miso, Africans eat fermented porridges, Koreans eat kimchi, and in India, fermented milk is a staple for healthy living. But here's some good news. Self-reliant Americans can now discover the secrets to making these amazing fermented foods legally and privately in their own homes. Since it's still legal to make these foods as long as you can make them yourself. For more information, check out fermentationfactor.com. That's fermentationfactor.com. It's easy to create your own powerful fermented foods, and you can do it by going to www.fermentationfactor.com. That's www.fermentationfactor.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
And I see a hurricane with a blue northern and a Pacific cold front, three of them set to converge on the most populous area of the U.S. 4 days before the election. And they're saying power outages are expected if it hits. All over. They're saying they could be without power in some areas for weeks. What are they going to do? They're going to move the election back? We need to start letting the government know. They need to make plans just because this convenient storm came along to get people to be able to vote. Again, ladies and gentlemen, they can control hurricanes. They've controlled them in the past. This is perfect timing that it's in that area of the country at this time, right before the election, and they have these technologies. That's a fact. But see, we're like cavemen or something. Oh, there's no way they've got flying metal birds. There's no way they've got pacemakers. There's no way they've got computers. There's no way. Come on, it's 1950. You know, they can't control the weather. Folks, they can control the weather. The Russian government came out and said all those fires and drought, they thought NATO was doing it. They've built HAARP arrays all over Western Europe on the Russian border. And the rain comes right up and then just stops. They can turn those things and direct where it's going to rain. They can make it rain there instead of raining here. And they've got computer models. I mean, it is amazing. This stuff is real. I just showed people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv literally dozens of articles, mainstream news, Bill Gates involved in it, all of it. Playing God. So here's the question. We're going to try to get the meteorologist from Weather Wars on. Also, who's that top meteorologist from England that we get on sometimes? It'll pop in my head in a moment. The point is, we need to break down weather modification here and look at this. But let's just say it is a weather modification. Magically, here comes this hurricane. If it hits, like all the major computer models show, on the East Coast, the 30th, 31st, can you imagine how that will take out of the news Obama's implosion in the polls, which is now suddenly stopping? Here's the toll-free number to join us for, just to see if you can get through it first, meteorologists, weather reporters, people who have a take on this, scientists, hydrologists, I'd like to hear from you. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Whereas I'm not a meteorologist or hydrologist, I've interviewed many of them. Whereas I'm not a computer expert, I don't even know how to run a regular computer. I just know how the master systems work and where the trends are going in general architecture. And I can tell you that this weather control is real, it's on record, and it's going on. And we're in 2012. Imagine a science fiction book written 100 years ago, you know, where corrupt presidents control, you know, the government, and they want somebody in power, or they want a crisis, or they want a... What does State Department Memorandum 200 say? 1973, declassified 1991. Look it up. It says, we will use famine and war and also other medical systems, I don't really say what those are, to reduce population by at least 50%. We will tell governments, reduce your population or you won't get IMF World Bank loans. Well, weather weapons are used to then destroy crops. They used them on the North Vietnamese communist. That's been declassified, and they did kill their crops. They had to ship in food from the Russians. They stopped rain in the north, flooded the middle area of the Ho Chi Minh Trail. That's on record. That's in the 60s. Ben Livingston led squadrons in. That guy was incredible. World War II fighter pilot, you name it. You know, a middle-aged meteorologist in Vietnam leading squadrons in, sometimes 7 days a week, attacking the North Vietnamese with weather weapons. Pretty cool guy. I mean, just amazing people like that. But the point is that now what do they have today? I mean, look at the timing of this. I want your take. 800-259-9231. Call us meteorologist or weather manipulators. I know there's a lot of private companies. 800-259-9231.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.